Blog Talk Radio.
My story every Saturday morning at 10:30. Amen. We have a wonderful session. Amen. Praise God. We're going to continue. Amen. Where we left off on last Saturday. Amen. So many questions are coming up about our children and today in Western society. So we just want to discuss. Amen. Praise God. There is a solution. There is a solution. If we take heed to the Word of God, God can change things around. The Word of God contains so many great scriptures, verses about children. Anyone raising children knows how difficult things can get, but also what a blessing children are. I have put together a list of Bible verses to help you to understand what the Bible says about our children, the importance of raising and teaching children, and so many famous children from the Bible. I pray that God speaks to you and touch your heart with these scriptures. Remember, the Bible tells us not to merely listen to the Word of God, but to be a doer of the word of God. That's coming from James, the first chapter, the 22nd verse. And then we should take heed to what we read, and we need to write down these scriptures, amen. And there are also some videos that is out that can help you out, and one video is called Lead Me. It's by Santos Real, amen. So we want to get into the discussion, amen. Before we get on our way, let's go to Proverbs, the 22nd chapter, 6th verse. And I want you to write down a couple more scriptures, Isaiah 54:13, Colossians 3:21, 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 16 through the 17th verse, Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the 9th verse, Deuteronomy, amen, the 6th chapter, 6 through the 9th verse. That's where I'll be taking my emphasis, amen. I want to get into that discussion. Isaiah 38:19, Matthew 7:12, 2 Timothy 1:5, 2 Timothy 3:14-15, okay, and Bible verses about disciplining of children is coming from Proverbs 13:24, Proverbs 23:13-14. And there's so many more scriptures I can give you, but we're just going to just get started because we only have a 30-minute session here, and we can at least talk about it, amen. If you have any comments, anybody want to make a suggestion, amen, praise God. We ask you to call us, amen. The number is 646, let's see what that number is, 9303, if I'm correct. Okay. So the questions are being asked, you know, are we really helping our children, really? Are we really helping them, or are we killing them? And another question someone had asked, do you think that God allow these things happen simply because it may be the best solution simply because of the parents? Because sometimes the parents need teaching. We have people, amen, and families and children that's grown up, and they're growing up not knowing the value of children. And they are not aware of raising your children a certain way. God intends for us to raise our children a certain way. And he's going to hold us responsible for that. So are we examples to our children in America? I want to stay here in America because we know there's so many things that's going on outside this world, amen, outside, amen, praise God, that surround us in other countries and so forth. But we don't want to get into that, because we're getting into a whole brand new bag here. So let's go to Deuteronomy and get this started, the 6th chapter. And for your consideration, let's look at the 7th verse, okay? But you can start at the 4th verse, but here in the 7th verse, my emphasis is coming out of. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in the house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou rise up. Okay, so I'm coming from King James Version, so there's many words, you know, a lot of people do not understand, but let me kind of explain some of it. It says, thou shalt teach your children diligently unto the children. Thou shalt talk to them when thou sittest down. That means, you know, when you have family time, when you have time to vacation time, or you have time that you could spend with your children and so forth, this is when you should really, really, amen, praise God, let them know, amen, that God to know certain information. And I think it's only fair. I only think it's fair for you to raise your children, tell your children, And that's all you can do. You can't make them do nothing. However, we can tell them the word of God. So God emphasized when you get up early in the morning, you know, you tell the goodness of the Lord. You pray with your children before leaving the house, before they go to school, before they go to work, or wherever, you know, they're going, you know, because this is, we know that we are into a world that is a ball of confusion, and everybody do not, amen, have the same concept. So the thing about it is to protect your children while they're out. And it tells us, it says, you know, teach them. Teach your children, amen, when you rise up in the morning, amen, when you lay down, amen. Teach them how to pray, you know, before they go to bed, and how to talk to God. And if you don't know how to talk to God, well, you know, you could always get help. Amen. You can always get assistance to help you. And this is why I blame the church a lot of times, because the church, amen, is supposed to implement a program in their churches, amen, some intervention, amen, teaching children, parents, or, you know, or whoever, amen, the word of God. We cannot leave God out of everything. God created everything. He put everything in place for each and every one of us. How are you going to put God out of something he created? He created everything. And so, you know, he finished it, you know, so you go to the one that created. And the things that we don't understand, well, we need to address the issues to him. But what happened is we are into humanism, and humanism is nothing but the five senses. I want you to get my book. My book is coming out very soon. And you will understand, you know, both worlds and what we have to deal with. So when it comes down to your children, we must train them and teach them the way of the Lord. God expects us to do that. We expect your children to have core value, amen, to have moral ethics and so forth. So we want you to know that God is holding us responsible. So don't think that, you know, you're getting away with nothing, okay, because we know that God is going to hold each and every one of us responsible for what we say and what we do. So it tells us here in the word of God, even when you're walking with them, okay, then the eighth verse says, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt be the frontlet between thy eyes, okay? So God said, you know, bind them. Bind them in your heart. You know, don't forget what you're taught. Amen. Even when a child, you know, when you're taught, excuse me, many times children grow up not knowing God, grow up not knowing core values, grow up not having the benefit as some other children do. But that doesn't mean that because you don't have no children that you can't be a mother or you can be a caregiver. Amen, to those that do not have parents or do not, amen, have mother and father. A lot of times, you know, we children look up, they look for a lot of things. They look for love. They look for answers. And the thing about them is to teaching them and show them the right things, to teach them, amen, how to love one another, how to act when they're in school, how to be obedient to their elders and so forth. This is not a game. This is serious business. So let me go to another scripture here, Deuteronomy the 6th chapter and the 7th verse. It says, these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. God said these things should be on your heart, and you should be teaching your children every step of the way, how to get along, how to be social, amen, with other children, how to respect other children, how to, you know, respect law enforcement, how to respect, amen, those that are in authority. And we are failing our children, amen, and causing our children what? To go to prison at a young age. They're going to prison at a young age, some of them 15, 16 years old, and they have a criminal record. And before they can get out, if they get out, they're not going to be able to get no job. They're not going to be able to get in school. They're not going to be able to do nothing. So we are killing our children. I'm going to be honest with you, you know, and some of you are going to disagree with me because some of you are raising your children the way it's supposed to be. I'm not expressing that you're not raising your children right, but I'm speaking to those that's not, and the majority of, amen, praise God, are not raising our children the proper way simply because we don't know the proper way. Sometimes the parents need to be taught. So because, I mean, whose fault is it? Well, the fault is it lies in the parents, but then the church is responsible, amen, to getting the word of God out as the Bible tells us to do. So the thing about it is we can't put blame. We don't want to stop the blame game because that's what happened to Adam and Eve. They start blaming each other to the root of the problem. Teach your children. If you teach your children, don't worry about nobody else's children. If you do the right thing, then God will bless you and your children. So he's letting us know that we shall, it shall be in our hearts to do it. It says, ye shall teach them diligently your sons and talk to them when you sit in your house. When they sitting around looking at television, study watching television all the time or getting all into other games and being on the computer all the time, that may be the quiet time that you have with your son or your daughter. If you're a single parent, a single parent, you need to talk to your children. You need to take them to Sunday school, and children can learn so much at Sunday school. And, you know, and they would learn the basics. They would learn the foundation, amen, praise God, what God expects. They'll learn at a very age, amen, at their level. And they will grow up, amen, praise God, with that in their heart. And when they depart, they won't forget what they heard when they were younger. But, you know, we have to do that. So when you got that quiet time, I call it quiet time, when you got time that you got time to waste and time to throw away, that's the time you should spend some time with your children, not going out shopping with the girls or the, you know, and this is the time I need. Well, we all need time, but you need that space, amen, with your children, with your family, with especially with your sons. So it says that when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when thou risest up, you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be a frontlet on your forehead. See, now the Bibles tell us also in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, okay? That's 22:6 of the book of Proverbs, and that's King James Version. Now, listen, well, this is a twofold proposition here that God is saying. Not only you train them and teach them the way to go, teach them the way to go where? Teach them how to sit them down. Amen. Bible stories. You got videos and so forth. Songs, amen, that they can hear. And teach your children, amen. So there's so many ways, amen. Technology got so many ways, amen, that we can do that. And listen to what they say in that next verse, because God is saying here that when you do train them and teach them, amen, your children ought to respect you. This is coming from the book Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. You have to earn respect. You cannot, amen, praise God, you cannot batter your children and disrespect your children in such a way that it is hurtful. You should tell your children that you love them every single day. You should tell them that you care for them and you're praying for them, and you should give them hugs and kisses, a lot of hugs and kisses. Amen. That's what we need. The world needs love today. And it says here in Ephesians 6 and 4, this is what it says about the parent. It says, you, Father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nourishing and the admonition of the Lord. See, it's a twofold proposition. They're supposed to respect you. Amen. They're supposed to earn your respect. And you also supposed to respect your children in such a way that you're not provoking them to wrath. Because a lot of times parents, amen, praise God, provoke their children. And many times children want to run away from home. Times they want to, you know, do things, get into things. They never, nobody sat down and tell them about, you know, alcohol, you know, you can get alcohol poisoned. Nobody tells them, amen, praise God, that you shouldn't be out there, you know, just drinking every single day. They're, we need to teach our children. And then, you know, people are getting high and parents are getting high, okay? So the thing about it is, who can teach who? That is the question. Who can teach who? Amen. So our children are what? Is learning, amen, from the streets. And everything they learn from the street is from their friends or their buddy or the surrounding area. And it's, sometimes they are negative, not always positive, but negative things. Amen. So the thing about it is teaching them, raising them, showing them the way to be entrepreneurs, amen, businessmen and women, amen, praise God, that they can be somebody and dream and make their dreams come true. They can reach their goals. They have to apply themselves. They have to work a little harder. And except you train them and teach them, they're not going to do it. They're going to find out a way how to survive. And they only know no more than what they see. So we have to let them know also that, you know, that God expects them to be decent and respectable individuals. Amen. That they'll raise, amen, their children to be decent and respectable and be, you know, be a access to the community, to be an access to the world, to be, you know, so to reach out, to have outreach and interventions, amen, for others, amen, praise God. So we need to talk to our children. So if we look in the book of Isaiah 54:13, it says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Now, see, it says here that God will take over. God will teach them as well. As you teach them and show them the way, God will especially teach them. They will know, they'll be familiar about God. It wouldn't be no strange things to them. And God can deal with them in so many ways. God have his unique way, amen, dealing with our children, dealing with us, amen. So we just thank God, amen, because we need our children to have a vision for the things to come, the things, amen, that are happening, the things, amen, that we have to deal with. Amen. Each and every single day we have situations, amen. We have a deficit. We have incurable diseases. We got so many things that we need answer for, amen. And we can train and lead and guide our children in that pathway to be educated and to learn and to know these things, because our children are gifted. God give them gifts and so forth, but God wants you to use your gift positive. You have to be positive, just like the singers. Some of you can see them when they children, amen, that they have gift, amen, leading, gift of singing, gift of teaching. You can see it when they're children, amen, praise God. So we have to help them develop that and guide them in the right way, because if we don't guide them in the right way, what's going to happen, amen? They're going to receive it the negative way, and they're going to go in the wrong direction, and a lot of things, amen, praise God, is going to happen. I promise you a lot of things negative is going to happen. No, I'm not speaking evil on your family. I'm just giving you the word of God, because there's consequences to everything we say, we do, and we act. We want you to know, amen, God will hold you responsible. Because you remember now, your children disrespect you as a young child. Guess what? He's not going to stay a child forever. He's going to grow up. Amen. And he'll stand just as tall as you are. And so you're not going to tell him to shut up, go somewhere and sit down, and you're not going to just lay your hands on him or her. Because if we train them the right way to respect you, they will respect others. They will respect, amen, as they grow up as tall as you, they will respect others, and they will respect, amen, praise God, everything, praise God. They will be decent human beings, amen. So 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, 16 through the 17 verses says, all scriptures is the breath of God, okay, and profitable for teaching. So for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped for every good work. See, now God gonna accept your work, but he doesn't accept any kind of work, but he will accept your good work. And all scriptures are profitable for teaching. So to reprove us, to correct us. So don't ever think that you cannot be corrected. We all stand for correction. Amen. I don't care who you are, pastor, president. I don't care what kind of leadership you have. We all stand for correction. Amen. We all, amen, can go to God and ask God to help us in some areas of our life. We all may not, amen, have the same problem, but I promise we all are dealing with somebody, something, or some phenomena. I promise you, amen, we all have the same thing in common, amen. And the thing about it is we have an adversary, amen, that we have to deal with, amen. And this is what we got to teach our children, and how to protect them. And the only way that's going to protect them is through the word of God. We fail to read and understand the word of God. We fail to pray and ask God. Amen. God said, I am your refuge. I am your strong tower. He let us know, amen, praise God. He will take us through this maze, amen. But we first have to acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. We have to believe that he is a God that will reward us as we diligently seek him. Amen, with our whole heart, with all our mind and soul and strength. And I like this because in Timothy, that the 3rd chapter, lets you know, that 16 through the 17th verse, these scriptures, amen, is for everybody. And sometimes we need to be reproved, because sometimes the things that we do, the things that we say, is not godly. The things that we disrespectful, we become honorable. We become envious, and we become jealous and so forth. And those are spirits, amen, you need to get rid of. Once in a while, how do I get rid? Well, the only way you're going to get rid of them is to acknowledge that you have them. And then once you acknowledge them, then you go to God in prayer, amen, and you pray to God, because he's the only one that can help you and help you to come above that and help you resolve these issues that you have in your life. Because we got issues, amen. And you'd be surprised, marriage and family, amen. People got issues. You don't believe it, you start living with somebody. You start living with somebody, you start seeing all kind of stuff coming out. So don't think that you know that you got it down packed and that you got all the solution, all the answers, and you know, and you have none. Amen. God has all the answer for the world today, and all we have to do is acknowledge him, that he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. He will lead us and guide us. He promised in his word that he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He will always be with you. Amen. And he knows everything. Amen. Praise God. He knows what you're going through. He knows and see your children, what they're doing. Amen. But God can save them if you just give it to God in prayer. Amen. So we just trust that you got something out of the Word of God. Amen. Are we example to our children? Are we killing our children? Or do we believe, you know, that God can fix our situation? God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.